5 Smart Ways to Using Herbs and Spices in the Kitchen. Using herbs and spices make cooking your favorite dishes a lot more exciting. They make every dish smell, taste, and look a lot better. However, some herbs and spices can be expensive and may not last as long when not stored properly. With care, you can't benefit from every bit you have in your kitchen for a longer period. Herbs and spices could retain their flavor even after months of being stashed in your refrigerator or pantry. In this article, we'll go over some tips on how you can make full use of your herbs and spices. Let's get started. Add dried herbs and spices while cooking. Dried herbs are more concentrated than fresh herbs. They also need time for their flavor to come out and blend with the dish. Be cautious when using dried herbs as too much of them can make the food taste bitter. Make sure to as well add it while cooking and not after the dish is already cooked. Reserve fresh herbs and spices for special dishes. Fresh herbs and spices are often used for salads and soups, to finish every dish right before serving. Unlike their dried counterparts, fresh herbs and spices do not require time to infuse flavor to any dish. You can simply sprinkle them over the dish as you finish cooking. Serve the dish fresh and vibrant afterward. Decide on a week's menu. Some herbs, such as oregano and rosemary, work better dried as they tend to retain quality of their flavor. There are herbs, on the other hand, that are best used fresh as they tend to lose flavor when stored too long and unused. Do plan your meals for the week so you can also identify ahead of time which herbs and spices you would need as well as the amount. The goal is to use all your herbs and spices and not let them go to waste. Keep your herbs and spices in view. It's easy to forget about herbs and spices you have when you don't see them. Arrange your herbs and spices so they're easily seen and you'd be reminded all the time which ones you still have and can use for dishes you're preparing. Finally, use both dried and fresh herbs in one recipe. You can use both dried and fresh herbs in a single dish. Again, it all boils down to personal preference. If you want gentle flavor, then you can go for fresh herbs, but if you want a strong aroma, then you can use more of your dried herbs and spices. You can always use alternatives when a recipe makes use of an herb or spice you don't already have in your kitchen. Using herbs and spices in the kitchen is always fun and more rewarding when you get to avoid waste. Cook better, and store your herbs and spices properly with the help of these tips listed above. Be sure to pass on the information to your friends. Happy cooking with your herbs and spices.